WHM Mobile. HKX. Hey, Bill, what you doing out today? Day off. Got a doctor's appointment and decided to take the whole day. Hope everything's all right. Oh, yeah, just a checkup. Anything else playing today? 4HKX for ID. Go ahead, Patrick. Asked you there or not. Come out of my house, I dipped down in a hole, so, but yeah, I'm just going for a regular checkup, so, but since it was in the middle of the day, I just took off.
Chiropractor appointment this morning, but they canceled right as I was getting to the door.
I'm going to give you plenty of warning.
It's not his normal thing, so something must have happened. I've been going to him for a little over 20 years now, so it ain't his normal way of doing things.
Well, if that's the case, I'd give him a pass then.
I know he's been having, or his dad's been having some health issues, so I just hope everything's all right.
So, hopefully so.
Plans for the weekend?
I'm going to run up to Jackson County, which is about an hour south, or run down, rather, and do a work with the Athens Radio Club. They're doing a bicycle ride, and they need spotters and vans on ham radio to give updates, so I'm going to do that tomorrow from 6:30 until about 4 o'clock, so full day of it, playing radio.
Sounds like fun. The Hendersonville Club up here did one last week or week before, but it was on Sunday, so I wouldn't know where I could make that one.
Now this is one I've been doing for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. It's a benefit ride for one of the, I don't even know what the foundation is, but it's related to cancer research. So I figured it was a good cause. I'd jump in and see what I could do to help.
Did you get a chance to play with the radio?
I had to run through the drive-thru real quick.
You got any other plans for this weekend other than the bike race?
That's it. I'm going to try to take Sunday and just relax. And the way they talk, it's going to rain, so that's going to be about all I can do.
That's what I was looking at just now. It looks like it's supposed to start raining here with a chance tomorrow and all the way through Tuesday.
It's supposed to get between 3 and 5 inches of rain, so I don't know what to expect, to tell you the truth.
It'll be what it's going to be. There ain't nothing we can do about it, so might as well deal with it and move on.
Nothing to do but let it rain.
It's common up here where I'm at anyway, so I've just learned that throughout my life. Just wait it out and go back to work, whatever you're doing.
Things we can control, and there's a lot of things we can't control, and the weather is definitely one of them we can't control, so I just take it as it comes and go with it. Got any good plans for the weekend?
Really hadn't made any big plans because of attentive going to get the truck, finally getting everything moving on it, and got the old one settled, it's done with. Waiting on the paperwork on the new one, and it won't be here till Monday, so I have to wait and do it next week.
You know, you within a few weeks hopefully being back to somewhat normal and won't have to pull that trailer anymore, so get the truck and get it stocked and I think you said it was already painted up like you needed it, so hopefully it'll be good to go.
Already decaled up the way it needs to be. All that's been approved. I've already got the truck approved through Matco. Financing's in place. They just got to send me some paperwork that's got to be notarized, and I got to get it back to them and then make my way through the tag office up here, which could be proved to be a challenge in itself, about getting a tag for it. So that's pretty much all that's left, and going after it.
That's a good thing. I'm glad that worked out with you to get that truck. It was already sort of set up. That way, at least you didn't have to start from scratch and spend the extra time and funds painting it and logoing it and everything else. So hopefully it'll work out good for you.
Hope so. Then I got to figure out what I'm going to do about a radio and which way I'm going to go there and an antenna.
Yeah, that can keep you up at night. I mean, that's an important decision there.
Yeah, got to be able to talk.
Out. I tell you, I played radio swap with the one I had in my car. I put in the house and put this Z578 Anytone in the car, and I'm getting a whole lot better reception in the house than I was before with that radio. It's a that TYT9800. So overall, I've been pleased with the way things turned out. I still hate I had to buy another radio, but at least I got things set up, and they're putting in a DMR repeater in Athens, so I'm going to get it programmed up where the car I drive every day, I can start hitting that DMR repeater once I get close to Athens and while I'm in Athens every day.
Good. I guess they're going to keep it on the nationwide or the worldwide. So then you'll be able to talk all over the world from right there in Athens.
It should be up and running in about 30 days. We're finishing, the club is finishing up the contract on, or the MOU on putting up the antenna at a new location. And so it should be coming in, I would think, 30 to 45 days. So I'm looking forward to that. That's why I decided to go ahead and put it in the car. And plus I got that handheld I can use at home, so. And my intention is to buy another hotspot, like I got, just one of those cheap ones, and keep here in the car so I can be mobile with DMR.
K2RCL, Russell, he's got some YouTube videos about how to build one for, I think, like $40 or something like that. I don't remember exactly. So you might want to look it up. It looked pretty simple. I watched the videos. Didn't take him just a few minutes, so. Or you might want to talk to him. He's on this repeater.
Before, I actually sent him a copy of that code plug I had. And so I'll hit him up and see. Or at least I think it's the same Russell. Could not be, but I'm pretty sure it is.
I think the three of us have talked before now that I think about it. So he's got some good information on how to build that hotspot. So maybe that'll help you out a little bit.
Check out the videos. And see, I've watched a couple of videos on building them. And I mean, it doesn't seem to be that difficult. The only reason I'm thinking about buying another one like I got, which I only give like $75 for it, is that way I can just sort of clone it and be done with it.
Sometimes it's just easier to do that.
I'm going to say 73s. I've pulled up here at the doctor's office. It's time for my 10:30 appointment, so I'm going to see if I can get in here and get out and get on with my day, do something. So, but enjoy the conversation as always. Hope you have a good day, and I'm sure we'll be talking here in the next few days or next week, and that ever all the final details on that truck. I know you'll be glad, so. 73s, my friend. I'll be clear on your final, M4WHM.
3s to you, Bill. You have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you. I'll be mobiling around up here in Brevard, so I don't know how much I'll be able to hear you. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.